We're returning to the book of Genesis this morning, Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 to 13. And the subject is the fall and its consequences. Eve listened to the suggestion of Satan and, along with Adam, disobeyed God. They fell from holiness by three things. First, by the lust of the flesh. The Bible says the woman saw that the tree was good for food. Then by the lust of the eyes. The Bible says it was pleasant to the eyes. Then they fell by the pride of life. It was a tree to be desired to make one wise. The consequences of the fall were great. First of all, there was shame in verse 7 as they attempt to cover themselves. When Adam and Eve were without sin, their view of things was pure. Now their knowledge received a new meaning. And in every sinner, the mind and conscience is defiled. Titus 1 verse 15. Another consequence of the fall was vanity. Their attempt to cover their nakedness is contrasted with God's way in verse 21. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. God made coats of skins. All man's attempts to cover his sin are worthless. Proverbs 28 verse 13 says, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Another consequence of the fall was fear. Adam and Eve hid themselves from God. So fallen man is not on a quest for God. Fallen man is running from God. He is like the prodigal son who goes to the far country, Luke 15 verse 13. He's like those who hate the light and will not come to the light, John 3 verse 20. A fourth consequence of the fall was hypocrisy. Adam and Eve both passed the buck. Eve blamed the serpent. Adam blamed the woman and God who had given him the woman. Adam was the worst. He implied God was at fault. So man, though created holy, was mutable. Adam did not continue in holiness when he had sufficient strength. So what boast can man now make in respect of power and ability to obey God? We all need an almighty Saviour. Christ is that Saviour. His righteousness is the perfect cover for our unrighteousness, and his blood purges the conscience and makes us new creatures. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21, Hebrews 9 verse 14. Scripture and our own hearts testify to how undeserving we are of this great mercy and how worthy he is of our complete trust and our constant praise.